Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Please rise, hand over heart, and remember those who died so that we can live. Created by the cast of World War II. That's a vinyl record. There are 47 scratches in that record. Every scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died as quickly as that scratch was made. 71,000 missing in action from World War II. Remember them who died for you so that you could live. Those who divide us will destroy us. Those who divide us will destroy us. We will become the useless of A. Do not let it happen. Stand for your country. Take a knee for Jesus, not for a Kaepernick the communist.
For the dear old flag I died, said the wounded drummer boy. Mother, press your lips to mine, oh, they bring me peace and joy. 'Tis the last time on earth I shall ever see your face. Mother, take me to your heart. Let me die in your embrace. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I died. Do not mourn, my mother dear, every pang of in the light of perfect day. Though it is hard to part with you, yet I would not wish to stay. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I die. Farewell, Mother, death's cold hand weighs upon my spirit now, and I feel his blighting breath fan my pallid cheek and brow. Closer, closer to your heart, let me feel that you are by. While my sight is growing dim, for the dear old flag I die. For the dear old flag I die, Mother, dry your weeping eye. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I die. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I die.
You know, the saying, there are two sides to every story. Do not listen to only one side. You examine carefully the other side. And then there's the communist side. I often say when the last World War II vet is dead, the communists will rewrite American history, which they do all the time. So I'm going to give you a little Joan Baez.
This is the last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight. Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Denver train. The sunless cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond, it fell. It was a time.
And now
The furniture throwers and the bank window breakers wearing the masks, they're always accusing Americans of being fascists and Nazis, but they never mention who they are. They never say the word communist. And America is so brainwashed, America's afraid to say the word communist. You turn on any conservative talk show or TV show, they'll never say the word communist. The closest they come is they'll say Marxist once every 3,000 words. They'll never say communist. They say leftist. Left is a direction. It's a signal on your steering wheel. Communist is the word. Don't be afraid to say it, because it's communism, international communism, that has penetrated the United States ever since the Russian Soviets were spying on our atomic bomb experiments in Los Alamos, where they had numerous cells spying on each other. They didn't know the other cell was communist. We've been at the feet of communism since World War II, and they are stronger today, and they've morphed. They took down the hammer and sickle, and they fly colors, usually black flags or red flags. They dress in red, and they even went so far as to change the Republican symbol to red. How stupid are we? We are truly the useless of A. We're wide open, face down, pants down, and they're running all over us. They've infiltrated all of the schools. They've infiltrated the churches. And now they're even in football. Can you believe that? In football. And what card are they playing? The race card. The race card is a big communist trump card. And a friend of mine named Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And now you got Mike Savage calling for no national anthem at football games. So who wins? It's ridiculous. I give you another tune. Hang on to your patriotism, because it's in short supply. Did you know, before the fall of the Soviet Union, that in Hungary, when you graduated high school with good marks, and you were not a member of the Communist Party, you could not get a high school diploma. You don't think that could happen here, do you? Don't bet on it. Those who divide us will destroy us. And right now the country is divided along religious lines, racial lines, moral lines. It is really sad. And it's all done deliberately. And you know what the saddest thing is? That the so-called conservatives cannot say the word communist. You'll never hear them say the word communist. They're afraid. They've been brainwashed. The whole country is brainwashed. They're changing the vocabulary. They're changing the way we think. We're all brainwashed. How many times do you examine what you're going to say before you say it? You're self-censored. And you got a muzzle on. That's a sign of brainwashing. And now they're telling you if they take a knee on a football field and spit on the flag and spit on the Star Spangled Banner, that's a First Amendment right. Yeah. No, it's not. That's treason. and anybody that does it commits treason. And treason should be punishable by death. Because those people that are taking the knee will not stand and fight for you and me. But they'll want somebody to stand and fight for protect them like a cop. Yeah. They all know what a cop is supposed to do. But then they turn around and stab the cops in the back. It is really sad. Now, I have a question for you. Why can't we say the word communist? Left, what is that? That's a direction. That's a signal on your car wheel, steering wheel. Oh, he's a member of the left. No, he's not. He's a communist. Does he carry a card? No. They went underground. In the 1970s, Gus Hall, the last president of the Communist Party, told his fellow communists that they were no longer going to field candidates for office and to go and join the Democrat Party. So the Democrat Party is already 30% communist. Now, the Democrat Party has no God. They threw him out in 2012. They hate the flag. Obama bin Laden has told us that the flag is too bellicose looking. And the Star Spangled Banner is definitely too bellicose with the bombs bursting in the air. Maybe if Obama bin Laden bin Laden had run a few hills and carried a few bodies back to bring ammunition back to the front line, he would have a little different perspective on what it means to be a communist. Yeah. He's our first communist president, and he sold out the country. Not only did he sell out the country, but he paid the Iranians to kill Americans. You don't know of one GI who died under Obama, except for the 41 in the chopper crash, in the chopper ambush, which was a setup. Now, you see that the Secretary of Defense landed in Afghanistan, and the airport was assailed by nukes and grenades. Not nukes, but rocket fire, grenades. And they missed them. They missed them by hours. But they didn't miss the chopper, the CH-47, that was set up to die. SEAL Team 6 was set up to die to pay back for the rightful shooting of Osama bin Laden. And the American people were sold out. Now, how do I know that? Because my president, and he wasn't my president, and definitely after he went to Europe and knocked the United States as a president, he became my non-president. He paid the Iranians $2 billion in cash to kill Americans. 1,700 died under Obama, bin Laden, bin Laden. 17,000 had their bodies shredded by copper lugs made in Iran. And he paid them cash to do it. And you never saw one casualty. The media, the communist media hid every death under Obama's watch. You won't find one in the paper. And the last time that you ever saw a dead GI under Bush was Bush's last day of office. And the first day of Trump's office, you saw a dead GI. But all the time that Obama bin Laden was there, you didn't see Bookus. You know how? You know why? Because they covered it up. You know how they covered it up? They classified all dead Americans as NATO troops to be identified later. Hang in there. A message to Latinos. Do not let any communist put you in a category. You are an individual. You are a family man. You worship the cross. Viva Cristo Rey. Do not let anybody claim you as one of them. Do not let the comunistas claim you as one of them and say you've been oppressed. You know what? You're up early in the morning You're working hard. You come home to your family and your children. You are a family man. You are viva Cristo Rey, hombre. So don't let anybody say, he's with us. You are with you and your family. And don't let anybody put you in a category. You are viva Cristo Rey. And black gospel, you are the same. Don't let anybody put you in a communist category. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. And Jesus comes first. Don't let anybody claim you as their own and speak for you. You speak for yourself. And don't let them make fun of you. Because they like, Hollywood likes to ridicule the gospel people. They play them like they play all Americans. I'm going to dedicate this next tune to the Latino people. NFL communist boycott is going to get real bad before it gets better. And I'm watching the press corps, and there's no difference between the take-a-knee NFL and the knee-jerks at the press corps. Today they're announcing good news for the American people. The Trump team is. They're going to cut taxes. And what's the first, one of the first questions the knee-jerk communists ask? Is this going to be a benefit for the Trump family too? Like this guy is outside America. He's the only guy who's fighting for America. He's the only guy. They are real sick people, this press corps. They really are. They're the type of people that stand in the bread line and demand toast. They're really bad news. And they're all on the same page. Hey, you ask this insulting question and I'll ask the next one. Yeah. And I wouldn't give them two questions. They get one. That's it. Because the second question is an extra stab in the back. It is really sad. But the guy who represented FEMA, I believe that's who he represented, talking about Puerto Rico, is a young lad, sharper than all of them. Sharper than all of them. He had all the answers. He knew the stats. And all they could do was make up lies like they usually do. You know, CNN stands for the Communist Nut Network. ABC is always be communist. CBS is constant BS. Or communist BS. It's ridiculous. NBC is nothing but communist. They are the saddest. You ever see this guy, Larry O'Donnell? This guy, Larry O'Donnell, he's a sicko, man. He's two sleeves away from a straitjacket. Yeah. He was practicing. He was doing a rehearsal for his broadcast. And while he was talking, somebody was hammering. And he lost it. Who's doing that hammering? Stop that hammering. Find out who that's doing that. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to... And he said a lot of bad words. And I, you know what I did? I called him up. I said, hello, Larry? He goes, yeah. Larry, is that you? Larry, come to the phone. Say something, Larry. That's the way to get him when he's live.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Do you know what a communist stunt is?
Do you know what a communist stunt is? It's a tactic that they use. One of their famous tactics that gets everybody is assassination by ridicule. If you got raped by the President of the United States against five different women, they all get labeled putanas, and then everybody makes fun of them. And they get laughed out of a serious picture. That's called assassination by ridicule. That's a communist tactic. It goes back to the Bolshevik Revolution. I'll give you an example. People come to a Jewish cemetery in the morning and they find swastikas on all of the tombstones, and the tombstones are knocked over. And they blame it on skinheads. But it wasn't skinheads. It was communists to create the illusion of skinheads. That's called a communist stunt. An African boy at college finds a hangman's noose on a tree outside his dorm room. And he reports it as a racial incident. Then it turns out he did it. That's a communist stunt. Now, they may be rare and unusual, but they do happen. That's a communist stunt. Now, if you notice, the media is in cahoots with the communists. And I'll give you an example. A cop sitting in a car in Missouri, and I'm trying to remember the town, fights a big, heavy black dude for his weapon, who the dude is trying to take it away from as the cop is sitting in the car. And the cop shoots him outside the car and shoots him and kills him. Now, just prior to that, this big, heavy, strong dude was throttling a little Indian shopkeeper because the shopkeeper wanted to get paid for what he was stealing. And there's photos showing the little Indian shopkeeper, cringing in front of this big football-sized thug. So they accused the cop of shooting an unarmed civilian. And then they showed his picture. They showed a picture of the felon in a cap and gown. I said, you know what they should have done when the communists put up that picture of that thug? Not the picture of what he looked like the day he did the foul deed, but they put him in a cap and a gown to make him look innocent. They did the same thing to Trayvon Martin. I forget if they put him in a cap and gown or a choir boy's outfit. But what they should have done is they should have shown the cop in the crib with a policeman's hat on to counteract that communist stunt propaganda. And that town in Missouri, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think it starts with an L. Do you know that the merchants in that town asked the mayor to build a wall around their convenience center to keep the customers out? That's how bad it is. Chicago, man, they're killing blacks all day long. And they got this communist mayor who says, never let a good crisis go to waste. He won't even stop a good crisis. That's what he said. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Exploit it. Stir up the masses. That's all communist agitation. So then we had this incident in South Carolina. Now, let me tell you, I don't know if you've ever been in a gang or if you ever hung around with a large group of people. But if two groups are clashing and you want to prevent it, you don't let them get together. When the Klan, when the white supremacists, whatever they call themselves this week, got a permit in Charlottesville, South Carolina, to hold a rally, the mayor of that town should have seen to it that those, the opposite, the opponents who didn't have a permit, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and whatever it's called, Antifada, were not allowed to be within a stone's throw of that white supremacy group. And because all you did was pour water on a fat fire. And that was done deliberately. That's called the stunt. The mayor was a Democrat. The governor was a Democrat. The governor bought Hillary Clinton's home in Chappaqua with DNC money when Hillary was poor. And nobody ever said, how did she pay it back? Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to see those books? Never mind the one she's trying to sell. And the one she's trying to sell, I could sell you for 79 cents. It's black and white. It's a marbled cover. And the word composition is the title of the book. And you can get inside. You can get weights and measures. And you can get times tables. And it's all free. And there's nothing written in the book, just like there's nothing written in Hillary's book. That's a payoff. My friends, that's a book deal is a payoff. The last book she did, she got $13 million for, and the Democrat Party had to buy them because nobody else bought them. So they buy them, and then they give them out at rallies, and the suckers, the tax suckers, pick up the tab. But at least that's volunteer money. You're paying to die there out of your own pocket. So in South Carolina, in Charlottesville, which is a peaceful town, the mayor allowed those two groups to clash. That was a communist stunt. And one sanitation sand truck from New York City could have blocked the narrow alley that that jerk came down in, hit two other cars, and killed that girl. The mayor did not prepare, and the cops were told to stand down. So if that's the way it's going to work, you got to know about it, and you got to know how to prevent it and how to and make sure it doesn't happen again. That girl didn't have to die. That mayor killed that girl. So they used that as an excuse to take down the rebel flag. and the our ambassador to the United Nations, knowing she wasn't going to stay in South Carolina, she was only using it as a stepping stone for greater national glory, struck the colors on the rebel flag at the state house. She betrayed the people that voted for her, but she didn't care. She was going to the UN. And that's my personal opinion. And that's sad. And I'll tell you why it's sad. It's not the rebel flag they want to take down. The first symbol that they took down, the first monument that they took down, was the Ten Commandments. God's law given to Moses in stone. They took that down because they don't want anybody with a conscience left in the United States. There's big murder to be done. There's big murder to be done. Right now we kill 1,200,000 American babies. We slit their throats. And I watch these Democrats shedding tears for dogs and cats, but nothing for a baby. It's a woman's right to choose, but not to slice. And it's really sad. They are the jihadists. They make Al-Qaeda look like priests. It is really sad. It's unbelievable. When I heard Chuck Schumer say, Roe versus Wade is settled law. We can kill as many kids as we want. Oh, he didn't say that, but he was thinking it. It is really sad. I saw a picture of a Latino baby, a girl. She was beautiful. She was fully formed. She looked like she was sleeping. She had at least 2 inches of hair on her head. Beautiful black hair. She was so angelic looking. And they had just made a little slit in the back of her neck and then cut her spinal cord. Fully grown. I called her Linda Mujer. Beautiful lady. And she never grew up to be a beautiful lady. All the hearts that would have throbbed to see her will never see her. She was denied life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the three key ingredients for an American. And if you think the Founding Fathers did not believe that LLP began in the womb when the sperm meets the egg, you don't know what you're talking about. You're reading propaganda bits. So 1,200,000 American babies. The last stat I read on planned slaughterhood was every day they kill 3,000. They killed 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños. That's 3,000 a day just from planned slaughterhood. And we're paying them with our tax money to do it. So you got blood on your hands, and you're going to have to answer to God for it. I didn't get involved. Well, I'm not political. You used your money to kill that kid. They used your money, and you didn't stop it. You didn't say anything. You got blood on your hands. And now the communists want to legalize all drugs. They started with medical marijuana, and now they're up to recreational marijuana. And when they get finished, every family in this country within the next 2 years is going to have a drug zombie at the dinner table if he's still or she is still alive. And you see the ads they're running already for junkies. You can go out to beautiful sunny California and get massages and get catered to for $40,000 a week. Yeah. And it's not covered in your, it's not covered by Medicare. You're going to get the scrambled egg sandwich standing in a room with no chairs. Yeah, that's what you're going to get. That's going to be your rehab. Stay away from the drugs. And the government wants those drugs real bad because they need the tax revenue. We're in trouble. And the only guy that's fighting for us is Trump. And his only crime is he's rich. Do you notice the way they're always saying that, yeah, the rich are going to get away with this? And who hates rich? Who hates the rich? Do you hate the rich? Huh? Do you resent them? Are you jealous of them? Or you don't care? I don't care. Somebody made his money. He made his money. That's it. He found the way to do it. Maybe he inherited. Maybe he's third generation, 10th generation rich. That's got nothing to do with me. I worry about what I got. I was in Kuwait in a rich man's house, and he was showing me a picture of his new yacht that he kept in Cannes, France. I think he had a living room that opened up to the sea, and he could park the yacht in the living room. But he was showing how great and expensive it was. And I said, oh, that's very nice, but it don't do anything for me. No. I got an inflatable. And I tell everybody I need the inflatable to get out to my yacht, but I don't have a yacht. I only got the inflatable. Unbelievable, man. So the only people that hate the rich are the communists. And you know what happens to the communists when the communists take over? They kill the rich. And they become the rich. And the number one guy in communism, wherever he is or whoever he lives forever. Everybody around him dies because he doesn't trust any of them, even the ones that brought him to power. And he's very rich. So let's not get caught up in communist claptrap. Let's try to be Americans. I dedicate the next tune to all the kids who suffer PTSD. Those are the kids who are from families of divorce. And nobody pays attention to them. They think that they don't know what's going on. But they see everything and they feel everything 10 times greater than you do. So I'm dedicating this to every kid that's had to suffer the effects of a divorce.
Dream.
communists scored a big one when they got into football, because that was the one sport that Americans came together. Color didn't matter. There was no color code. It was one team, one fighting team against another fighting team. Sadly, the teams were taken over by the Communist Party, and then they fought the great team, the USA, and that cannot be allowed to stand. And I know guys who die for football. They can't wait till the first game begins. But I got to tell you, how much is your freedom worth? Are you going to let people dictate what you're going to stand and fall on? You got to stand up now. You got to stand. They should have flooded that field with guys in wheelchairs and banana shoes. They should have flooded that field with guys in wheelchairs, vets, missing arms and legs and eyes and burned faces. They should have flooded that field and then pulled that crap. And they would find out real quickly that the NFL is finished. And the NFL is going to take, according to my poll, 35% hit. And it's not going to go away. The damage has been done. I know guys that will not watch. And I got to find out. If I'm paying for NFL, I'm dropping it. And I'm definitely not watching it. If I want football, I'll watch Saturday football or college. They'll get to the colleges next, if they haven't gotten to them already. But there's a movement to turn this country into an international state. And that's not us. That is not us. And when you start talking reparations, at least say thank you to the 350,000 Yankee boys who all died to set you free. Never forget, a white man died to set you free. So, if you want to, I was with a black guy today. He's a real great guy, and he's getting treatment for cancer. And the treatment he's getting is for prostate cancer. And he says that his hemorrhoids are killing him. I says, does the Preparation H help? He goes, yeah, it helps. But he's got a week to go with his treatments. And you can see, he's a black guy. His wife is out there faithfully sitting in the waiting room for him to get his treatment finished. And you can see they're hardworking people. You know, above all the fray, they kept their head above water. You know, he probably served his country. He looks like a vet. And I'm sure that he feels bad that the shape that Obama left this mess. Never forget, Obama was not black. Obama was 50%. If he was ice cream, he'd be 50% vanilla and 50% chocolate. And I always blame his evil white side for all the wrong he did. And he did a lot of wrong. And he fostered a lot of racial hatred. I got to tell you, I grew up in the 50s. I had more black friends than I do today. And I got along with them. We used to go to dances together. As a matter of fact, I learned how to do doo-wop from, I went to high school in Harlem. And the harmony, it wasn't perfect. There was racism. But I got to tell you, whites and blacks were closer together. It's always what you have in common. If you're a hardworking guy and the guy next to you is hardworking, and you're both doing the same job, you don't hate him. You don't say he's inferior because he shouldn't have your job. You're both doing the same job. You both have something in common. He's got a family. I got a family. He's got dreams. I got dreams. You can't have dreams in a communist country. You're not allowed to have them. You're a slave of the state. And if you want to see slavery back in the United States, you just let the fentanyl over the next 2 years, turn one out of five Americans into a drug zombie.
And you know, that's chemical warfare. And it was devised by the communists. The first guy to grow poppies to kill Americans was Mao Zedong in 1929. That's drug warfare. Drug warfare is chemical warfare, and the purpose of it is that one junkie brings down five good Americans. And it's really sad. And that's why less than 1% of the country defends it. And all the rest are in for the free ride. They have to bring back the draft. We got to de-wuss the country. We got to get back in shape. Physically and morally. And never forget, the first monument that the communists took down was the Ten Commandments. And then they went after the rebel sites. And then comes the flag, and then comes the cross. And then comes the hammer and sickle, up above all. Okay, we're back. He has a saying, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. So, if you listen to Mike Savage this week, he's talking about don't play the national anthem anymore. So what does that mean? That means when the communists win, they've already infiltrated football. And now, to compensate for their infiltration, we're not going to play the Star Spangled Banner. So they win again. So if you throw them out for what they did, but the Star Spangled Banner doesn't get played anymore, they won. So when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And you think about that. And everything that's happening on all fronts is all communist directed. And we have people like Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, who I love all three. They can't say the word communist. They'll never say it. They'll say leftist. Leftist. Leftist, that's a pedal on a bicycle. Give me a break. Comunista, baby. Comunista. Do you know that Juan Williams sleeps in Che Guevara jammies? Yeah, Geraldo Rivera, man of peace. Give me a break. I saw him in Afghanistan. He says, I'm taking fire. And the rocks were popping up in front of his foxhole. He says, I'm taking fire. And then the camera dropped back and his brother was throwing pebbles at him. Then I saw him. He was in the eye of the hurricane. And he says, here I am in the eye of the hurricane and the winds are 180 miles an hour. And the camera pulled back and you could see the shower curtain. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. The only guy that's fighting for this country is Donald Trump, and he's fighting alone. His national anthem... Oh, it's gone. Okay. Oh, here it is. His national anthem should be the farmer in the dell. The cheese stands alone. Did you ever see a guy get so many enemies? And you know what they were saying? The Democrats poured millions in to defeat Donald Trump, and he didn't spend a dime. Now, that's the kind of leader I want. And watch him get rid of the guy that's taking all the chartered flights. That guy doesn't know it. He's dead man walking. You wait and see. And the press goes, when's he going to get rid of him? When's he going to? You know, he can't get rid of everybody. He can get rid of everybody. You know, 52 cards in a deck, and if you don't like the way it's being played, you get a fresh deck. We'll close this section out with the tune. Oh, by the way, did you know the number two national anthem that was overridden by the number one national anthem? You know, the Star Spangled Banner is the number one national anthem. The second choice, guess what it was? The Battle Hymn of the Republic. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Imagine if we had that one today.
And the blacks love it. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Maybe that's the one we should play second. Maybe we should have two national anthems. Yeah, but the one that Obama wanted was "I'd like to buy the world some coke." Yeah. Yeah, Mr. All-encompassing. Okay, so I'm going to give you the number one tune in America. Okay. Let me see if I can find it. I might have to substitute something. I got "Oh Happy Day." Oh Happy. We got to get more religious. It drives the communists crazy. As a matter of fact, when a Jewish guy does me a solid, I always pay him a compliment. I say, "That's very Christian of you." And he'll say to me, "How about you say that's very Jewish of me?" Yeah. Unbelievable. It is. We're crazy. We really are. Okay. I'm going to do "Amazing Grace." How sweet the sound. With the second song, I'm dedicating this song to the 13 GIs who are going to take their lives tonight, and I'm going to plead with them, please put it off 24 hours. Don't take your life tonight. Slow down. God doesn't want to see you. He created you to live a long life. Hang in there. Don't despair. God will send you help. So this tune I'm dedicating to you. You already paid the price. You already died. Now it's time to live and come back from the dead.
Yeah, we're rolling.
It's a Buddy Holly tune.
Okay.
Original recording.
Hey, Charlie.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love was.
Here's a quick tip. If you're looking for the right girl, a buddy of mine said he finally found the perfect girl. There was only one problem. She was looking for the perfect guy. But if you want to find the right girl, I'll tell you where they are. You take this tip from Uncle Tom. They're in church. And you don't have much competition because a lot of guys don't go to church. But the girls do. And they're with their sisters and their cousins. So that's a good rendezvous point if you're looking for somebody decent. Okay? So that's my tip for today. No charge. Have a nice night. God keep you safe. As they say in Arabic, the good Muslims. And fi aman Allah. Have a good night and be good to your relatives because they're the only ones that'll put up with you. Have a nice night, folks.